This is Jack Bauer, and you're listening to the Who's Your Daddy Godcast.
This is the award-winning podcast from a History with God Ministries Godcast Network featuring Frank and Christina Sasso. Visit us online at ahistorywithgod.org for articles, links, prophetic words, prayer requests, and other awesome resources. While you're there, consider becoming a partner with us by clicking on the partnership section. Be a part of something big. Make an eternal difference today as you, together with us, bring the message of faith to the world. Together, we can do far more than any of us could ever do alone. And lastly, get on our mailing list to receive your free daily devotion right in your email every morning. They are sure to comfort, inspire, teach, and even challenge you in your walk with the Lord. This ministry is a nonprofit 501c3 corporation, and your giving is tax deductible. And now, let's join the host of this Godcast, Frank Sasso.
Podcastia, we are back, Frank and Keith.
Woo-hoo.
A little Bible of Bull part today.
We're part back.
Tres.
We're not back in black. We're back.
Back in black.
We're just back.
We're in a black car. You're in a black
shirt.
We're
in a black car.
I'm not wearing anything black.
Yeah.
Which is weird because I'm always in black.
But I think we'd say we're back in righteousness. We're back.
What do you mean? That's saying that we weren't in righteousness.
No, it's not. No.
What do you mean we're back
in? No, it's not.
Hey, we're back in righteousness. We left for a little while. That's what it sounds like.
No, we didn't leave. You can't leave.
Well, then why are you saying we're back? We're not back. We've always had...
Okay, well, why do you say at the end of the podcast, stay blessed?
I say stay blessed.
Aren't people already blessed? Like they're going to leave their blessing?
Some of them do.
Well, it's just idiocy.
Well, that's not my fault.
Why would you do that?
Well, that's why I say stay blessed.
Well, I wouldn't think you'd have to say stay blessed.
I know. You would think that I wouldn't have to say that, but you got to say it sometimes.
It's like stay righteous. Stay righteous!
If you haven't already guessed, Keith Axum is here with me for a little Bible of Bull. You know, we had a whole different plan this morning.
Throw a wrench in it.
A wrench? You threw an entire mechanic shop.
Their washing machine.
I was up at 4 o'clock this morning preparing for Manuscript of Bull because Keith Axum prides himself that he memorized the first book called God Loves You and Gave You Power, available on Amazon.com.
Oh, and of course he did ask me some questions because he was pining to. And
yeah.
I got him right. And
he
threw a cheating question in at the end.
Yeah, a cheating question. It's not in the manuscript, and he got it wrong, so that's cheating. Okay.
But it was something that the Lord had said to him that he had told me.
Right.
So
that's not in the manuscript.
But when we do Bible or Bull...
Which now all of a sudden we're doing that. We're not doing Manuscript or Bull. Back to my original point.
Because we had requests for it.
Interesting. And I'm like, who cares we have requests for it? Who cares what Podcastia wants? It's about what we're doing for them. Not what say, I want you to do that. What are we? What is this, a circus? What are we, clowns? What are we here to amuse you? What am I, your clown? Anyway.
And what movie was that out of?
Yeah,
what,
there
like
you
a
go.
Clown? Like a clown?
I don't think Captain Britain is going to know what movie that's from, because that's an American movie. But then he might know.
Yeah.
All right, Captain Britain, you'll be happy. We're doing a Bible of Bull part tres.
This is just
part
for your,
three.
Just for your class, bro.
Yeah, this is just for your class. Nobody else can use this. As a matter of fact, everybody else stop listening right now. Go listen to one other podcast on our network right now. Let me explain what they are real quick. On Sundays, we got Who's Your Daddy? That's this one right now. Mondays, we got Becoming a Light with Pastors Larry and Yvonne Clark in Glassboro Family Life Christian Fellowship. Tuesdays, we have Andy Anastasopoulos. That's right. Say that 10 times fast. With Logos, Heart of God, Mind of Christ.
Say it 2 times fast.
Yeah, we'll say it 2 times fast. I can't even say it one. I can barely say it one time. Wednesdays, Terrence Clark with the Voice of One podcast, a Christian news and commentary show. Thursdays is our buddy Shane Pittman down in Columbus, Georgia with Secret Refuge.
Georgia.
Friday,
Georgia.
Lavinia Johnson with NMA, Empowering God's Beloveds. It's a show for women, but guys can tune into. And Saturdays, for those kids of yours, those unruly little kids, we got Bella and Me. Bella and Me. And by the way, Slippery Pete just made an appearance on Bella and Me this past Saturday. Actually, 2 Saturdays ago. He actually ate a cat on the show.
Adults could listen.
They can listen. It's like a Bugs Bunny thing. They could appreciate it.
SpongeBob.
SpongeBob, sure. Maybe SpongeBob will be on Bella's show.
There you go.
Hey, that'd be interesting. Yeah. And then we're back on Sundays with Who's Your Daddy? Okay. You wanted it. You got it. Bible or bull? Are you ready to hear the annoying part three? Let's see if anybody can guess who this is. Let's scratch it.
Bible or bull?
Part three.
Can we get any more annoying? I mean, holy smokes. But hey.
That part three was a little creepy.
That's just part of what we're here for.
To what?
To enlighten, to entertain, and to annoy. Right?
Oh, I thought you were going to say to enlighten, entertain, and to equip. No, you say to annoy. Great. All right, people. Who was that said part three?
The annoyance is part of the entertainment.
Yes. This was trying to figure out how Jack Bauer introduced the show. But okay. Keith, I am ready.
Of course, we have to go through what Bible and Bull is all about, right?
Yes.
Bible or bull is actually designed to encourage people by what the word really says, right? So we get the junk out. You know, we want to get to what the word says.
Right.
So
not to mention make people feel bad who think they know the Bible.
The word's all about grace, right?
Yes.
We actually learn something from it, right?
Yes, actually.
It opens a banter.
Totally.
And we can kind of, hey, I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. Because we don't know everything. Oh, I can't believe I said that.
We did, dude. What's the matter?
No, wait, we do know everything.
I can't even cut that out.
And also, to amuse, if it puts a little smile on your face.
Yeah, amusement.
Yeah, gets you going. A little amusement.
Gets you going on this Sunday morning. Yeah. Where are you going? Where are you going on Sunday morning besides church?
Yeah. Probably, I would think most people are listening to it later in the day.
I think a lot of them are saving it for their commute to work.
Yeah.
Got a lot of commuters listening right now. I see it in the car.
It's perfect for that. Learn something on your way to work.
Amen.
Get a few yucks in.
And you start your day.
A few grins.
Yeah. A few chortles. Some giggles.
Like, listen to these chatterheads.
Guffaws. I'm a human thesaurus
today.
Love
that.
All right. So it's 7.
Hey, look at these guys over there guffawing.
So this is 10 minutes fast?
It is.
All right. So it's not even 7 o'clock yet. Oh, my goodness. 63 degrees outside on this beautiful morning.
Which seems like more like September to me.
Right. All right. It's been 7 minutes. Why don't we start Bible or Bull?
It's a little faster.
Oh, it's 10 to 7. Wow. It's 20 minutes ahead.
Yeah.
Not on. All right, I'm sorry. Let's start it officially. Here we go. Okay. Bible or bull part three. Hit it.
Bible or bull.
Part three.
This never gets tired. It really never gets old, this podcasting thing.
It's like, I wonder what annoying sound is going to come out this time.
You never know. That's the beauty.
You got to listen.
That's the beauty.
You got to listen to know.
Anything that's like a touch.
Because if you missed the podcast, you missed a lot.
Your car is remarkably clean today.
Yeah, because I
got nothing to look at.
Yeah, I didn't want you to come in like, you know, pull your 4-year-old thing where you're like, hey, what's this? What's that? What's that? What's
cultivating
that?
Cultivating the Fruit of the Spirit, Graham Cook CD.
Good stuff.
Okay, Bible or Bull. Here we go.
Bible or Bull.
I will be playing on behalf of Podcastia.
Okay, your podcast.
And you there driving, you play with me.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready as I'll ever be.
This is part three.
I know. I can't believe I'm sitting here again for this. Get ready, Captain Britain. Here we go.
Question one.
Go.
Question one.
I'm ready.
This is actually kind of an easy one. But, you know, a little tricky at the same time. There is evidence of Samson being muscular and strong in the Bible. There's evidence of Samson being muscular and strong.
There's definitely evidence of him being strong.
Yeah.
I don't know about muscular. They asked him, what's the secret to your strength? So there's definitely evidence.
Like he turns green, bulks out, you know.
Well, that's Bill Bixby. I'm not sure about Samson, however. Bill Bixby. Not Mark Ruffalo, not Edward.
Yeah.
Bill Bixby.
Went back in the time machine.
I just went totally old school.
Okay, we're in the way back.
I'm going to say that's half Bible, half bull.
You can't do that. That's Bible or bull.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to say bull.
I made this up. I make the rules. So
yeah, you make them up as we go along. So this is worth, how many points is this worth? 36 points? Is this the 36
points? What do you want it to be worth?
I'd like to start with 36.
Okay, we'll start.
Because I could also start with negative 36, unfortunately.
We'll start with 36.
All right. I'm going to say, because you put muscular first, I'm going to say that it's bull.
3.
Yes! Woohoo! Yeah, that's right. That's what I'm talking about.
Wow. Bull. There's no evidence of Samson being muscular.
There's evidence of him being strong. That's why I was a little...
Him being strong. But when they looked at him, did they say, wow, this guy is like...
No, because that they wouldn't ask what his secret was then. They'd say, oh, he's obviously built.
Yeah, obviously. He's like,
I wouldn't even think to ask him what's your secret. You work out.
Got muscles on muscles. I mean, Frank, in his infinite wisdom, got that one correct.
Right, because I have God's wisdom inside me, so that's now it's mine because it's in me from him.
Yeah. Amen. It's got to be from him. Certainly not from you.
No.
Okay.
It's true. I'm just thanking you for pointing that out.
Amen.
Not for putting me on a pedestal. A
little sign of humility there.
Amen.
I like it. Humility from Frank Sessa. Who would have thought?
Come on.
All right. So you're one for one. Question two.
Here we go.
Gideon's fleece is applicable as a way of knowing God's will today. Doing like Gideon's fleece, like a fleece kind of thing.
That's Old Testament, and I'm going to say that's bull, final answer. There is no evidence to support that in the Bible that Gideon's fleece can be used today. People do it, and God honors it, but I would not say that that is an efficient way.
So you have a question about something, you're going to go, well, let me pull out the fleece. All right. Well,
no, absolutely.
I'm going to put it out on the porch. If the fleece is wet and the ground is dry.
That's bull, and that's my final answer.
I also like how Gideon did it again. Lord, be not angry with me, but this time, let's reverse it.
Where'd I put that fleece?
Yeah, I'm just trying to make sure over here.
Final answer, bull.
You're correct.
Yes!
Woo! Bull.
Yes.
And the reason
I'm
is
so far too right.
Because Gideon did not have the Holy Spirit.
No, he didn't.
That's the Holy Spirit. Yeah.
Wasn't with Gideon, I can tell you that.
Wasn't with Gideon.
No, it wasn't.
Gideon longed. He would have loved to have seen the Holy Spirit.
He would have loved that.
Yeah. In fact, Moses would have. You know, David would have.
They all would. Joshua, all of them. Jacob, Isaac.
Amen. Two for two.
Wow.
Frank
doing good.
Sasso is 2-4-2. We're going to get into
How you doing, Captain Britain? You keeping up?
We're going to get into a term now.
Okay, here we go. Ready? That was the warm-up round.
That was the warm-up.
All right.
Phrases and terms.
Beating around the bush. The term beating around the bush.
Mm-hmm.
Bible or bull.
Beating around the bush is straight out of the Bible, Old Testament. That's my final answer. Oh, can I take it back?
You said final answer.
I know. Darn it. I was thinking about something else.
That is bull. It's bull. It's actually...
I was thinking about handwriting on the wall.
Well, that was
close. Go ahead.
That was close. Handwriting on the wall.
Beating around a bush.
Beating around a bush. You know.
Stop beating around the bush so I can see the handwriting on the wall.
Jump around a tree. Yeah.
Where is that from, beating around the bush?
Make like an amoeba and leave.
Right, yeah. Make like a tree and get the heck out of here. All right, where is that from?
It's just a term used in bird hunting to rouse the prey from the bushes. Beat around the bush. So, Jeez. I guess a dog sticks his nose in there and know, barks him out of there.
Great.
All right, not bad, though. You know, you're this guy does not like getting anything wrong.
No, I don't like losing. I hate it.
It really bugs him.
Yeah, it does bug me.
Bugs the
What, is that a sin? Thank you.
That it bugs
no,
you?
It's not. No, it's not a sin. I don't even have to.
I don't think it's a sin.
I don't have to answer that.
Jeez.
I'm asking, like, not to really get an answer. Good.
That's your old rhetorical.
It's a hypothetical, a hermeneutical, whatever. Hypothetical,
Hermeneutical, philosophical.
Yeah. Theological.
Yeah. Jesse Duplantis has fun with that one.
Yeah.
All right. Next question.
Wow, this coffee's hot. Good.
Gee, I wonder why. He goes in and he says, I want this coffee to be like nuclear. I want it to be so hot that no one
extra hot
can like drink it. It's like, ha ha, you can't make it
hot
enough.
Burn my tongue?
And it's like, now he's like, gee, this is hot. I wonder why they made it so hot after he went and gave him the third degree about making them hot.
Third degree,
Third degree,
funny,
You like that?
Okay, go.
Like how I slipped that in? All right. The last days are yet to come.
The last days are yet to come.
Biblically speaking.
Well, biblically speaking, that's bull, because the last days are here. And that's my final answer. Bull.
That's your final answer?
Bull is my final answer.
Bull's your final answer.
Oh, I'm not on.
The last days are yet to come. Frank says bull. You're correct.
Ah, yes!
It's bull.
Woo-hoo! All right, cool. Bull. Very
bull.
Cool.
Bull.
Woo!
And here's my scripture reference.
Go.
Hebrews 1 and 2. In many parts, in many ways, God of old, having spoken to the fathers in the prophets, in these last days did speak to us in a Son, whom he appointed heir of all things.
Thank you very much.
So these are
the last days.
Yeah.
These are the days we're of Elijah.
We're in the last days 2,000 years ago. We're still in the last days.
That's right.
You know.
The last days are not to come. They're here right now.
And to God, it's, you know, one day is equal to like 1,000 years, right?
Right.
So the last days, I mean, an hour to God is like a lifetime to us.
But amen.
To him, it's like,
amen.
When he gives you a prophecy, you think, oh, okay. This is like right around the bend. It's probably like for this week. It's for tomorrow. It's for later today.
Right, because we're in the last days.
Yeah, but it could be for years.
Which is still the last days.
It's still the last days, but also God's timetable is just different than ours.
Totally different. Matter of fact, that reminds me of that thing where man said to God, God, what's $1,000 to you? He said, $1,000 to me is like a penny. He goes, what's 1,000 years to you? It's like a day. So the guy said to God, can I borrow one of your pennies? Yeah, I'll give it to you in a day.
Yeah, I'll give it to you in a day.
And the guy walked away going, womp, 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 womp. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, so.
Okay. All right, next.
All right.
Wow, I'm doing good. I missed one, though.
You're doing okay here.
Okay, here we go.
That was a 17-pointer, by the way.
17 points. All right. So, wait. 36 points was the first one. Then 10 points. That's 46. Then I lost 2 points. That's 34. And then 17 more. So, 34 plus 17 is what?
51. All right. Ready for the next one?
I'm ready. Let's go. Come on.
All right. This is, like, really an easy one. Really easy.
Easy. Easy. Easy peasy. Lemon squeezy. Come on.
Okay. Faith comes by reading.
I didn't even have to finish the question. Let me tell you right now, all right?
Faith comes by reading.
My final answer, this is it, bull.
That is correct.
Yes! Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and fear comes by hearing, and hearing by the contradiction of the word of God. How's that like that?
Ooh.
Little teaching in there. I like that.
And that's so easy, right? But maybe somebody doesn't know that. Now, faith could come by reading. Reading could build your faith, but it's not.
That's the Bible fine, quote. But that's not in the Bible.
That's right. That's right. And that's Romans 10:17, by the way.
Romans 10:17.
For anyone that didn't know that. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's why the word has to be preached. The foolishness of the message preached.
Right.
You know, people were able to receive.
Right. So. That's one of the way a preacher gets equipped is by reading the Word of God.
That's right.
So he can preach it.
That's right. Preach it!
Preach it!
Okay. That's what we're trying to do here. Back to a phrase.
What are we trying to do?
Huh?
What are we trying to do? That's what we're trying to do here. And I'm like, what are we trying to do?
Hey,
you don't even know what you're talking about. All right. You just say things. Go ahead. That's what we're trying to do here. Oh, what's that? I don't know.
I'm on to my next question.
You're like, huh? What? I'm like, what? Preach? What are we trying to do? We're already doing it. We've been doing it for the last 26 minutes. Go ahead.
That's right. In a way, we're trying to preach. Right? We're not specifically preaching.
Right.
But we're kind of... You know,
I think we're preaching.
We're preaching.
I think it's kind of
somewhat.
Preaching.
So why are you asking me then?
Because I wasn't sure what you meant.
Oh,
this is what we're trying to do here, he says.
Sheesh.
Roll it back. Listen
just
to
for
it.
That, you're going to get another phrase.
Phrases and terms.
Mm. All right. I love you.
You ready?
Go ahead.
The term A man after my own heart.
Not only is that Bible, final answer, by the way, but he's talking about David. Yes. Bible. Final answer.
Wow, you seem pretty convinced there. Are you sure that's your final answer?
Yes.
You don't want to take that back?
Nope.
You don't want to try it again?
Not trying again, not taking it back, final answer, Bible.
You're not a little nervous?
No.
This one's like a 72-pointer.
And now you're making me nervous.
This could wipe you out.
Yeah, I'm gonna, no. It's not gonna wipe me out. No, it's gonna put me over. This is not gonna wipe me out. This will not be the end of me.
Well, you're getting a little animated over.
Bible, final answer, go. Music.
You are correct.
Oh, yes! I knew it. Bible. I knew it. Yeah.
It is
totally David.
It's totally David.
He even named Jesus Son of David. How close do you have to be to God where he names his son after you? Right?
But the encouraging thing is that David royally screwed up.
I know. That's what's so cool. He was a screw-up, this guy.
Just like Abraham, father of faith, royally screwed up.
But he knew what to do when he screwed up.
Yeah, it's my sister. No, it's not my wife. It's my sister.
Yeah.
It's my sister. wait, 6 months ago it was my sister. It's my sister again. Say you're my sister.
She's my cousin.
Say you're my sister. Yeah, Samuel 13:14. But now thy kingdom shall not continue.
So cool.
The Lord has sought a man after his own heart.
Yes.
Love that. That's cool, right?
That is cool.
That's one.
Love it.
That's in there. It's in there. All right, next question. Jesus came to destroy the devil. Jesus came to destroy the devil. I'm asking you if that is Bible or bull. Jesus came to destroy the devil.
As far as I know, Jesus came to destroy the works of the enemy.
Oh, yes! You got it! Perfect!
Woo-hoo! Wow, I didn't even have time for the music there. The build-up. Yes.
So it's actually...
Wow.
It's actually bull.
It is bull.
It's bull. It's complete and total bull.
You see, sometimes in the Bible,
you got it.
Bull.
He did come to destroy the works
right.
of the devil. It doesn't say... That's a little tricky one, because...
No, not if you read the Bible.
Well, yeah.
It's tricky if you don't know it.
I could twist it around on you. See, we could fake out. One of these times, we should put something that's not true in here and see if somebody picks up on it. We throw one in there that's actually where it's wrong and see if anybody like comes.
Well, isn't that what Bible and bull is all about?
Yeah, I know, but like we're saying here.
Oh, we're saying
we know
it's
what we're
Bible.
Doing.
Oh, okay. Or it's bull.
Yeah, right.
I got you.
And let somebody figure. Oh, wait a second.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, that's not right.
What does Chris call it? A red herring. Throw a red herring in there.
Yeah, red herring.
Yeah.
That's speaking of that, is the term red herring Bible or bull?
Freezes and
that's not in your notes. I'm sorry, I cannot oblige. On to the next question.
That's the next phrase, red
herring.
No,
it's not.
It's Bible or bull.
Are you being honest? You're not. I can tell you're not being honest. Please. You feel who you're talking to?
Gotcha.
How long have we known each other?
Gotcha.
You didn't get me.
You asked. You weren't sure. This one looks kind of cute.
Yeah, when you went to ShakespeareanPhrases.com?
Yes.
Because it's either the Bible or Shakespeare.
That's right.
Bible That's what we've decided. It's a blanket
All right.
statement.
This one is fundamental.
And it's, fundamental.
And it's actually easy, but people are going to disagree with it. Huh. Are you ready?
Now I'm very curious.
Okay.
Go.
God wouldn't heal Paul... to keep him from being prideful. God wouldn't heal Paul to keep him from being prideful.
Well, here's the thing. Let me just unpack this a minute, okay?
Okay. Unpack.
So that was us unpacking just then, engineer?
Yes.
Okay. All right. who is that? Okay. Let me unpack this a minute. It's not that...
Because everyone points out Paul, right?
Yeah, but hang on a minute. But this
what about
is Bible
Paul?
Or bull. What you just said verbatim is not in the Bible. Also, what's not in the Bible...
I'm trying to get to the idea.
Right, I am too. Hang on, let me just track through here.
All right.
It's not that God wouldn't heal Paul. What God said to Paul was that, my grace is sufficient for you. Meaning, Paul said, take this away from me, this thorn in my flesh. Take this away. And the Lord said, the Lord didn't say no... He said, you have my grace.
Right.
Which is what? Sufficient to what? To get rid of the thorn in your side.
Mm-hmm.
So repeat that question to me so I know I got the wording right
and
before my final answer.
And this was post-Jesus.
This is after Jesus.
This is after Jesus, so...
So Paul had the Holy Spirit.
God wouldn't heal Paul to keep him from being Christ.
No, that is, and this is my final answer, just so you know. There's no evidence in the Bible to back that statement up. Therefore, it is a bull.
That's bull.
Yes! That was better than bull.
Never know what you're gonna get at this time of the morning. That's what just happened to come out.
Oh, yeah, that was a Michael Bublé.
Yeah, I mean, where is that anywhere in the Bible? Does that reveal God's heart? Well, I'm not gonna heal you. First of all, I don't think he was actually sick.
Paul was never sick a day in
his
life.
He had a thorn.
He was never sick. And a lot of people
he was buffeted by a messenger of Satan.
Right. A lot of people think that that thorn also, which I kind of agree with this, was a person at his side, meaning working with him.
Mm. It's possible.
Because I've had many, quote-unquote, thorns in the flesh in my
days here. The whole idea of it, that God won't heal anyone. What is that?
I don't understand. I really don't understand why. I guess because they don't want to take responsibility.
That is so religious.
It really is. Truly.
It's like, well, what about Paul? You know those voices. What about Paul? God didn't heal Paul.
Yeah, what about Paul?
He might not heal me. He might not heal you. He chose not to heal Paul. He didn't choose not to heal anybody. That's a false statement.
That is a false statement. Huh.
I mean, why did Jesus come to the cross then?
Yeah. You know? Why did he? That's right.
Did he come to destroy the works of the devil? Isn't sickness the works of the devil? What day did God create sickness? I ask you.
It wasn't day one or two or four even. It wasn't day six.
I defy you to find the day that God created sickness.
That's a good question.
And that's just a free one. That's not even here.
Speaking about a free one.
Yeah.
I have a little wrench I'd like to throw in myself.
That concludes part one of today's Godcast. Stay tuned next week for part two. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast from the History with God Ministries. This teaching is a powerful ministry tool that you can use to experience the power of God in your life. Thank you again for listening and for helping us reach the world with the love of Jesus. A History with God Ministries. Seeing, hearing, remembering. Until next time, remember, we love you, God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Stay blessed.